Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What type of hot is Bryce Harper to you?
I think he's hot in the $100 million way.
There you go, Maddie.
Very good. Probably the most important kind of hot.
Pocketbook hot.
Tax bracket hot.
This is Jay calling from Frederick. I called a little bit ago about going to alcohol rehab. And so this call is strictly between me and Rob. Rob, I ordered a fruitcake this year. And, just between you and me, if you could make that fruitcake, like, about 40% ABV.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
If I sound like my voice is a little rough this morning, it's because I stayed up last night to watch one of the great baseball games of all time. My God. How about your Washington Nationals? For those of you around the country who aren't a fan like I am, I have to tell you something. You missed out. You missed out on the ups and downs of what makes baseball a spectacular sport, and what a great day for the city of Washington, D.C.
Yes. Right.
It was spectacular.
Now,
when Frank Howard hit that home run.
Mike, great night for Hondo.
It really was.
It really was.
Spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it just when you think that, what are you doing in your phone? What are you doing? Do not look at your phone to fake being a bandwagoner. What are you doing?
Oh, he's not faking being a bandwagoner.
I was trying to get the year of when the Expos actually made the championship, the NL championship. I was just looking for that. Is that okay with you?
Expos being the Washington Senators that they should have been?
Yeah, I believe so.
When they named them the Nationals.
And then they brought them to the Nationals.
I was explaining
to my wife, she said, well, why do they call them the Nationals if they came from the Montreal Expos? I said, because they couldn't call them the Washington Expos. That would sound like we're going to a trade show.
And right. So they played at the conference center?
Yes.
Yeah. Played at the convention center?
And if I'm not mistaken, for some time it was going to be the Washington Monuments. And it went to the Washington Nationals. I guess if they had a top three pick for names.
It was never considered to return the Senators, was it?
I don't think it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, old
school. Well, winner, thy name is Kendrick.
Yes.
And Howie, let me tell you, Howie, you did a great job, of doing, really, what a great grand slam. And really, early on in the game, it really looked bad for the Nationals.
Terrible.
And that's baseball. That is why you stay with baseball till the bitter end.
Yes.
And a great day for the city. The headline reads, you would think they would be out there getting ready for the NLCS and getting ready for the next hurdle on their way, hopefully, to the World Series. Some might argue that the hurdle has been accomplished, that this was the tough series that everybody.
There you go, Mike.
Everybody.
There you go.
Every pundit.
Preach.
Expected the Los Angeles Dodgers to thump them, sweep them in many cases, including people in Washington. You would think they'd be absolutely out of their minds. Well, let me give you the headline today. Nationals fans celebrate NLCS bid by trolling Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper, one of the great pricks of sport.
Yeah.
Since he's gone now to, where'd he go? The Phillies?
Is that where he went to?
The Phillies.
Mm-hmm. Not
trolling
in the playoffs.
They're trolling him because they loved him when he was here.
Sure.
But now that he's gone, that's baseball. They don't like him anymore.
Think about, you talk about the hurdle. We thought we would have been here with Bryce Harper. By that, I mean we Nationals fans
yes.
for life. We thought we would be there by now. And the fact that Bryce is gone, I was explaining this to my wife again, that I know that she thinks he's hot, like every other woman does, and they should, because a man is a man's man.
He is, if I can interject for a second.
I was talking about his physique.
Oscar, he is hot in a you are lost in the woods of rural Oregon way.
Sure.
He is hot in a, you come upon a cabin, and there's a man that's fishing for trout in the stream in back of his home. And then when you realize that, you know, you've got Stockholm syndrome.
Right.
You finally give in and sleep with him.
And then he leaves
he's
the
hot,
cabin.
He's hot in that way.
No, I
he's
think
not he, hot in a
I
in
think
a,
he's attractive if I saw
way.
I think if he was at a bar drinking by himself and he bought me a drink, I'd probably sleep with him that night. That's a hot.
I don't think so.
No?
He's not, and there are plenty of men that I could tell you I think. For example, he's not hot in an Orlando Bloom kind of way.
Okay, well, that.
Well, yeah, but that's showbiz hot. Yeah. I mean, I think that's
what?
Different. That's Hollywood hot. I think you got to look at it as a sportsman's hot here.
All right, yeah. Sportsman's
yes.
hot.
Yeah.
Okay,
sportsman's
look, Orlando
hot.
Bloom.
Let me think. Sport hot.
Yeah.
Sport. There are plenty of sport hotties.
Sure.
There's sport.
Tom Brady.
There are plenty of
Shaq.
Hot.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Hot. Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
But hot in a lovable way.
Yeah.
You know, but also knowing his bedside manner is probably sweet. Anyway.
When you say bedside manner, do you mean like after coitus or like if he's treating you for a condition? Because bedside manner normally refers to a doctor.
Well, I think right. He would be gentle. A gentle
You know who
lover.
I thought was hot?
Who?
The old guy that played with him with the beard.
Who?
Who's the guy with the beard that played for the
Bill Jackson? Oh no,
no,
that
the guy that had the big furry beard, that had the long hair and the long beard.
Oh,
and see how quickly who is it? Who's that?
Yeah,
player,
tell us, Lifetime.
You're a big fan.
Lifetime.
You're
Crenshaw.
Out of your mind about the
Crenshaw. He's now National. No, Crenshaw is a road, not a
baseball guy that
player,
played for
mistaken.
Them when they came right after.
But they were game. Losers, Mike. I didn't care. Now that they're winning, yeah. I'm all in.
You're a bandwagoner like everybody in the
city.
I am. Except for Barb Moody.
That's fine.
Barb Moody owns it. Barb Moody has supported this team from the very beginning. And I don't know how she does it. She professes to be a Red Sox fan as well. But this is her National League team.
She's a liar.
And she does very
Maddie
well.
You know what? Massiello.
Not really. I mean, I'm trying to get the summary.
What type of hot is Bryce Harper to you?
I think he's hot in the $100 million way.
Mm.
There you go, man.
Rich man hot.
Very good.
Probably the most important kind of hot.
Pocketbook hot.
Tax bracket hot.
Tax bracket hot.
Show title.
Tax bracket hot.
Yeah, when you're looking for a bulge.
Tax bracket hot.
When you're looking for a bulge in his pants, it's off to the side. The wallet. Right,
ED, doesn't matter. I'm going to the bank.
No. ED stands for extra dollars.
Right. By the way, the fact that we're not on the radio outside of KCJJ, God bless them, is a crime. No one else is having
Jason Worth.
Yeah, Jason Worth was your hot man.
Yeah, that's
with the long
hair.
With
the beard.
All right, for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, let me give it. Trailing 3-1 in the eighth in Los Angeles, the Nationals got back-to-back blasts from Anthony Rendon and Juan Soto, tying it up at 3-3. And a grand slam by Howie Kendrick in the 10th inning put them up for good, 7-3 final. Next stop, St. Louis and the NLCS.
You want to throw it
just
to the tape, Warner?
Please.
Let's go to the videotape. I'm from New York.
This is deep to center field. Bellinger's back. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick with a 10th inning grand slam to break it open.
Wow.
It is 7-3. The former Dodger breaking hearts.
Some might say, where does TBS get their play-by-play guys from the scrap heap of sports?
Who put that guy in a broadcast booth? He's not doing his real voice. You know, I mean, at least Joe Buck. That's what Joe Buck sounds like.
Yeah, it's
true. If you're having a beer with him,
yeah,
that guy. Play it again.
This is deep to center field. Bellinger's back. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick.
It's a grand slam, and if he lets his guard down, he keeps his guard up. Hold on. He keeps his guard up for the entire game.
Yeah.
Okay? Because if he really let you know what he sounds like, he goes, that's a grand slam.
What if he was that way all the time?
But instead he goes to the front. Like some of these sportscasters
Well, let's try it. Let's try it here.
To make
can
it sound like I've got bigger balls.
Go to the front of the voice like that?
Yes.
Sure. It's a grand slam. Deep shot. Bases loaded. It's a grand slam.
Tell me if you think that's an exciting call.
It's
that's
a
not
grand
an exciting
slam.
Call.
This is deep to center field. Bellinger's back. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick.
Tony. Give me your best. It's a grand slam.
It's a grand slam.
Pretty good.
Yeah. You know what's great is he almost misses it because he pushes a little on the phrase grand slam. So he almost gets out of it.
We give Joe Buck crap. We've given Joe Buck crap. Yeah. But Joe Buck calls a great history history making moment in baseball. Joe Buck does a really, really job. Really good job. So, Oscar, you're on. When did you decide to get on the bandwagon?
Well, I went to a game last week, as you know, Mike. Right. I'm an avid Nats fan.
You went to a playoff game?
I went to the game where we eliminated the Phillies.
With your in-laws.
My in-laws.
That would mean
it was
that,
not a playoff game.
It couldn't have been last week.
But it was a wild card clincher, and it was last week because they clinched. I remember sitting there watching.
So you went to a regular season game.
You know what? Don't mess with my games, man. I just know that I'm here.
You went
and
to
I'm
a regular season game, or you went? Did you go to the wild card game?
No, I did not go to the wild card game. Regular season game before the penultimate game.
Was it the game that got them into the wild card?
It was the game.
Were they the wild card team?
Excuse me?
You idiots don't even know.
Why are you mad at us?
Because you don't know.
Because we're fans.
You pretend
we like
fans.
The curly W's.
No, as I recall, they did get the wild card, which is how they advanced to play the Dodgers.
But it was not. Rob,
you get a free pass. You're not coming in here pretending to be a fan.
No, but I will congratulate them on this fact. My mother has found more joy in the Nationals since the passing of her husband that she watches every game.
Aww.
And
that's delightful.
She's had this ride this year. It's been really cool for me. Yeah. Not enough
but
to watch the game.
He doesn't even know the game of baseball, and I'm trying to get. I don't follow the Nationals.
Right.
So I couldn't even tell you.
Like,
once the Red Sox were eliminated, I stopped
Do you
following
know what
baseball.
I know? Winners.
What?
The Washington Nationals.
That's
winners.
Right. Jimmy Fallon, winner.
I'm trying to understand whether they play. Were you in attendance?
I was not at the wild card.
You were in a regular season game.
I was
when
in a
they
regular
clinched.
Season game when they got the clinch for the wild card.
When they got the clinch for the wild card. Okay.
That's the phrase?
The clinch for the wild card.
Yes.
They got the clinch.
Who did they play in the wild card game?
In the wild card game before they came here or before they went there?
What?
What are you talking about?
They had to win the wild card. I'm asking who the Nationals played in the wild card.
Right now, Mike, at this early stage in the day, I do not remember. But I remember there was someone prominent.
Was it the Buccaneers?
You are going to have to come clean. You are going to have to come clean.
Mike, as I listen to him talk.
I'm looking it up because I don't know either.
I listen to him talk, the phrase threadbare comes to mind.
Yes,
because you're really.
Well, because I stayed up so late to watch my team win.
That's right. Winners. And they
winners,
beat.
Winners. 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 Winners.
They beat those Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, who thought?
That's right.
Brewers. They beat the Brewers, Mike.
Of Milwaukee.
Who gave you that?
No one
who
did.
Gave you that?
No one did.
He didn't have a device out. I think it might have just popped out.
That part of my brain just woke up.
The threadbare story.
The Brewers. They beat the Brewers. I remember.
That's right.
Nationals storm back late in wild card game to stun Brewers.
Yes.
Yes.
And I apologize for not being a Nationals.
Without Ken Griffey Jr. Because he's retired.
And Robin Yount wasn't there either. It was a tremendous game.
So they went to the NLDS after they played the Brewers.
That's right.
And it's a one game. By the way, best thing in baseball, in my opinion. I love
that
fact
one game
that
elimination.
They have a wild card one game elimination. It's wonderful. It's delightful.
The comebacks are what make this game great. And I'm
don't call it a comeback.
And I was explaining that to Shannon last night, as I know she took.
You don't have a right to explain to Shannon anything about.
What
baseball.
Are you talking about?
Because you are not a baseball fan.
Why?
You're not.
I'm just trying to assimilate, man. I can't
talk about
soccer
all
the time.
You're a winning fan. You like a winner. You like a winner.
Right.
Yeah, but when we're watching FC Barcelona, I'm not sitting there telling her, hey, it's offsides because of this, because she doesn't care. She likes the dream boats that are up to bat.
All I'm saying is your beloved bride probably knows almost as much about
my wife,
the Washington Nationals as you do.
My wife knows how tall the players are. That's what her thing
is. It's hard to get information. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get this.
What do you need from me?
Everybody wants. I don't need nothing from you.
Scherzer.
It's like.
Juan Soto. Studs. Studs.
Take that away from him. Wait, is that
football
picks?
No, this is the NFL. No, these are NFL picks.
That's the NFL picks. He'll kill those two.
Yeah.
Who is the.
Strasburg looked terrible at the beginning of the game. Nothing like watching a game by yourself, by the way.
I thought she was there.
No, early in the game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
I don't get home till like 10 p.m. I was with Rofo till like 9:30 last night.
He loves a winner too.
Well, Rob is a sports fan.
Sure, you can tell by looking at him.
No, he really isn't. Don't be mean to him. Come
what,
on.
What did I say that was mean?
Yeah,
you interpreted
please,
it as mean.
Please.
That was an inference. I implied
what
nothing.
What were you doing last night, Pony? Were
you rooting you know what I was doing?
What?
I was rooting for the Japanese team.
Oh.
I will say this, Oscar.
They played badly because they couldn't have their pills.
Yes. I hung in as long as I could. And what was on my television when I went to bed was the Washington Nationals game.
Losers.
I did
at that point when you went to bed, they were losers.
Yeah, and I had no idea that they would come back, but it's baseball. And by the way, in the Yak Shack, somebody brings up the fact that every time I go slightly off mic, no one can hear me. Is that true or not?
Yeah, we tell you that every morning when you try
to
talk to us.
No, hold on. I'm not asking that question, what you tell me. I'm asking, you are a handful today. I swear to God.
Mike, if there's ever an
instance. When I go like this, you can't hear me at all now.
No, I can hear you. And if there's ever an instance during the show where we miss you.
Answer the question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
When I go over here, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right.
And in the isolated instance that your voice drops out, we always get you to repeat it. I mean, if they can't hear you, we can't hear you.
Let's test this. Can you ask us a trivia question off mic? And if we answer it, you'll know we've heard you.
Wait a minute.
Okay. I'll pat.
That was a good. It was a great idea.
So now, thank you. I mean, that's when you know it's definitely happening.
All right, I will. My answer. I'm gonna lock my answer in before the question.
Okay.
What is Max Scherzer?
Oh no, I've got Henry Ford.
Henry Ford. Great.
Yeah.
Yes. Noted automobile manufacturer.
Enthusiast.
Henry Ford. Enthusiast.
I'm done. I can't
get. What do you need, Mike?
I'm trying to get information to base some questions
we've
on.
We've got a full
and
team.
I can't.
We've got a full team in another room, and they can find out for you.
The speed demons, you know, as far as getting something on the internet.
Now you're.
I mean, this is. I ain't Dan Patrick, pal, where I got guys. I got like six guys with computers going left. I have.
No. You've got Maddie there.
Yes.
And she can do something, and Pony
Maddie
can do something.
Maddie is doing the technical direction for the video portion of this program.
Program.
That's what she's doing. Meanwhile, I don't know what he's doing. He's taping it, right? What is he doing right now?
Right now, he's monitoring our feed, both on the stream on the app and on YouTube, and producing the show from within that glass-enclosed nerve center.
Right.
Producing the show.
Yes.
Yes.
What does that involve?
He needs stats for the Nationals sent to me via text when he can. So
there you go. So he's sending you all the information.
I have not looked at my phone yet.
No.
I have not looked at my phone yet.
The phone is face down,
ass
up. He cannot see it.
Just how I like it.
Exactly.
My phone.
Right. My phone.
My phone.
Give me the year where the Nationals won the National League East division.
Okay. So they've never.
Very recent.
They've never been to. Oh, I would say it's. So it's in 2019. We're talking about 2016.
I say 17.
You got it right.
Oh, yeah, right. Darn it.
I remember.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I remember. Because I was like, who is that dreamboat I want to sleep with?
Give me Nationals manager that had a first name Frank.
Robinson.
Famous.
Yes. Hall of Famer.
That's fine.
Mm. Yeah.
That's fine. That's all I've got.
So he's not
give
a bandwagoner.
Two Zimmermans.
One is Bob Dylan. Great singer songwriter.
You don't have to tell me who Bob Dylan is. Thank you very much.
Frank Zimmerman. I got Frank, and I got, and then he's also known as the Tank.
Ryan Zimmerman.
Yes, right.
And
right.
Jordan Zimmerman.
Jordan, yes.
Which is your favorite?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
What is the first name of the pitcher known as Strasburg?
Oh, Steven.
Thank you. He had
Tommy John surgery. Remember, we went to that game together, Mike. We went to that game together.
The day game?
The debut.
When it was hot?
The debut of Strasburg.
Is that when we loaded everybody in the car?
Yes,
and it was really hot?
Yes.
Oh, went to Baltimore, right?
No, not stadium.
Well, then it wasn't everybody.
Park.
I wasn't invited.
Let me just say congratulations on a great game that I have no information about. I'm trying. Very, very big day.
Did I answer
very
some
big,
questions?
Big day. Yeah, you did.
Okay.
You did.
So,
and Mike, to be fair, it's not
give
like
give me the third. Who's the starting third baseman for the Nationals?
God damn it! Jesus Christ! I know he's
not him.
He's a stud. Juan Soto.
Give me the shortstop.
I don't have that. I don't have that.
And Mike, I apologize about your difficulty on the internet, but it's not like baseball is a game that's driven by statistics. So why would they be available readily to you on the internet
now?
They are available. It's just the hoops that one has to go through.
Because we got happy. I just want to enjoy the moment right now.
Okay.
Right?
Let's take a moment and let
because
him enjoy.
It didn't
by the
like,
way, you were incorrect about the third baseman.
I know. I was just throwing that out, and I was happy to be hopefully
right. Left fielder.
Juan Soto.
Juan Soto.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
They're both on that left side of the field. So technically, I'm
right.
If
he was
the
playing
third
a
baseman
really
is
tight
Anthony
end.
Rendon.
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 Yes.
Rendon.
Mike,
what
is
Rendon? Rendon.
Zimmerman.
What position is Ryan Zimmerman?
Ryan Zimmerman. He is a catcher. Boom, bam.
He's the first baseman.
Damn it.
Who's the catcher?
Who's the catcher? Well, it depends on the evening, you know.
Ah, sex joke.
Nothing. All right. I think I've.
Who's the right fielder?
See, thank you. 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 Thank you.
Woo. Who's the second baseman?
Yes, Scherzer. Scherzer. Max
no, that's
Scherzer.
A pitcher.
Damn
Max
it.
Max Scherzer is a pitcher.
Damn it.
Pitcher.
He's a pisser of a pitcher.
To,
that's for sure.
To Nats Fever, Oscar.
Yes.
Glad you've got it.
Yeah,
glad
I've got,
you've got
I've
to
got
Nats
it.
Fever.
I don't know names, but I know winners.
Yeah. That's good. Put it on a t-shirt.
Yes.
Very exciting.
I don't know
Lots
names.
Lots of pitchers. So,
Mike,
congratulations.
We win as a team.
Congratulations to the Washington Nationals.
Yeah.
They now advance to play the St. Louis Cardinals in the NLDS. If you want to know the difference between the NLCS.
CS.
The difference, of course, is division and championship.
Yeah.
So now
right.
They are moving on.
So
first game is
NLDS is best of 5, NLCS is best of 7.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
First game Friday night in St. Louis.
Woo! Yeah, watch
a
party!
Wonderful, a
watch
wonderful
party! Watch
baseball
party!
Town.
Watch party!
I remember them in 2004 when the Red Sox beat them 4-game sweep in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
2004 World Series. But they are very polite and they love their baseball. And you know what? They always seem to be there, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens. Very, very excited for the city of Washington, D.C. Because really, does this city need a win? Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Even you might say with the Capitals winning a couple of years
ago. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. And he's asked me to drive it. We have lots of yaks today, by the
Yay!
Way.
Too many.
Yaks.
You gave me, how many did you give me? Don't do that to me again.
Well, I mean,
I asked for shorter and they gave me more. So
yes.
We have 400 yaks today. That
okay,
we have to
I
get
can't
to.
Wait for yaks.
450.
And so I'm going to muddle through and make it here. And
thank you for playing hurt.
Yes.
What's that? And I am delighted that we have a. Another winner in Washington, D.C., a city that's been so burned by the Redskins that they need somebody to. And then we also have to do our picks today.
Yes, we do.
Which makes it difficult when I do the yaks and all that.
Should we do the picks and then yaks?
Let's do the picks.
Pick and yak.
Pick and yak. Pick and yak. Pick and yak. We'll do that when we come back. Start the goddamn show right now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You were saying that under the right circumstances, a producer could make more money with a flop than he could with a hit.
Yes, it's quite possible.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Let's assume, just for the moment, that you are a dishonest man.
Assume away.
You raised $2,000 more than you needed to produce your last play.
So what? Right. What did it get me? I'm wearing a cardboard belt.
Well, that's where you made your mistake. You didn't go all the way. You see, if you were really a bold criminal, you could have raised $1 million.
10-minute clip from the
What if the play was a hit?
Well, then you'd go to jail.
Uh-huh. So in order for this
One
scheme
day
to
I don't
work, we'd have to find a surefire flop.
It's
there you
the
go.
Mike
Thank
O'Mara
you. Thank you very
show.
Much. How much
Mike
did you chop
O'Mara,
off?
Rob Spiewak.
About 8 minutes.
And now, from his easy chair,
welcome
here's
back.
Here's Mike.
Thank you, everybody. Hey, we're in all those cities. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Kettlebell Kitchen. I love Kettlebell Kitchen. All of it is amazing, but the Huevos Rancheros changed my life. Man, do I love this association with this wonderful advertiser. Kettlebell Kitchen knows that meal planning is never one size fits all, which is why they offer a personalized solution. Their meal plans are tailored to the nutrition you need with none of the hassle. You can sign up for a plan or order a la carte. No long-term commitment. It's delivered to your door twice a week for optimal freshness. Just heat, eat, and no cleanup. You're going to love it. Whether you're slimming down, bulking up, or just looking to fuel your day, Kettlebell Kitchen has a plan for you. All their meals are free of dairy, soy, and artificial sweeteners, and are free of gluten. They even have a vegetarian, keto, Whole30, and paleo options. And you can filter meals by your calorie, protein, fat, and carb limits, so you get exactly the right food for your unique needs. I'm so goofy, I'm thinking about the last segment, and I'm still laughing. It's comfort food made healthy. Feed the champion, like the Nats, in
yes.
you. With Kettlebell Kitchen. Go to kettlebellkitchen.com and enter code TMOS for $50 off your first two orders for new customers. That's $50 off your first two orders at kettlebellkitchen.com, code TMOS. Woo! We are definitely sports-centric today because I got to get on the pony, pardon the pun, to catch up with Oscar and Rob when it comes to the picks. Now, do you want to do Nikki first or Nikki after we do our picks?
I think it's best that we can greet Nikki, do our picks, and then talk to him because we don't want him to color our picks.
Yes. We have Nikki during our picks, correct?
Yes.
So Nikki is on the line right now.
He is.
Nikki, thank you. I know that you are a football guy, but you've got to be excited about our beloved Washington Nationals in this town, right?
Oh, what a victory. I've been up all night celebrating, man. I sat 15, 60 of those White Claws. Woo, man.
Oh, White Claws.
Oh, the whole variety. Black cherry, mango, lime, strawberry, passion fruit. All the classic flavors we grew up with.
Grew up with.
You grew up with those delicious passion fruit sodas that we all know and love.
Great from the old country.
Rob, we got Nikki Diamond on the phone. Remind me, how the hell did we do it last week?
Now do our picks.
The commish is here.
And the commish is with us right now. And then after our picks, Nikki will offer his stuff. And also what's nice is that Nikki will sometimes weigh in almost subliminally on our picks, which I think is nice.
Did Massiello, hey, Maddie, how you doing?
What's up?
Did you send us the picks?
I did. I emailed you this morning, Mike.
Oh, this morning.
Yes. When would you like it in the future?
When
the day
that
before?
Way it was fresh. That was my plan.
Fresh? Oh, hey, a little laugh from Nikki.
Yeah, you made Nikki laugh. That's great.
She's a live one. I like her.
Have you ever had the pleasure, Nick? Have you ever met her?
I have never had the pleasure. I rarely meet women.
She will be in Las Vegas. Hopefully your paths can cross.
As you guys are talking amongst yourselves, yes. I am desperately trying to print out my pics right now. To make sure that I get it right, but it's another fabulous week in the NFL.
Week six, Mike.
Yes.
Week six. And we might as well dive right in as I print this out.
Massiello,
the night
please.
Before might be really
commish.
Dive in.
Everybody, there's money on the line this week.
Yeah, hot money.
That's right. $20 this week.
Maddie, please to explain how we do it now because you're actually making it more interesting.
Hot stove money.
So you have the normal bet. That will be determined at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And then this week, everybody's putting in $20. We'll see who wins this one specific week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. I am ready. I am ready.
Okay. Giants at Patriots. Woo! 3-2-1.
Patriots. Oh, damn.
Yeah. Giants suck.
Okay.
You're in this to win it, Mike.
Yes, I am.
You know what you know? You know winners.
I'm not giving up just for my heart. I'm not going to give you guys a victory.
No, that's not going to happen.
All right.
Panthers at Buccaneers. 3-2-1.
Buccaneers.
Ah. Ooh.
And it's in London, Mike. This is one of them British games. It'll be in the morning.
Who's traveling further?
9:30 a.m. game. Very exciting.
Bermuda boy with the useless fact, yes.
Nikki!
Just reminding us that he's here. That's all.
Okay. Redskins at Dolphins. 3-2-1.
Redskins. Oh, Homer pick.
Eagles at Vikings. 3-2-1.
Eagles.
Vikings.
Texans at Chiefs. 3-2-1.
Chiefs.
Mike, you know, we're poised to overtake Oscar this week because we're the ones that are going. He's the one that's singling himself out.
That's good. Yes. I'm ready. But I'm not making any headway against you. Because you think hard about these picks.
Rob I do.
Stewick. I know you do. I'm doing this off the top of my head.
Saints at Jaguars. 3-2-1.
Saints. Oh, yeah.
Seahawks at Browns. 3-2-1.
Browns. Seahawks.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
I like Mikey. I like.
There you go. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you. A little crack in the Spiewak armor.
I have to get that armor let out. Tight.
Bengals at Ravens. 3-2-1.
Ravens.
Bengals.
Oh! The inky shuffle.
49ers at Rams. 3-2-1.
49ers.
Okay.
Oh.
He likes the White Claw, Mike.
It's that black cherry. I feel alive.
He's killing me today.
Go ahead, Maddie.
Falcons at Cardinals. 3-2-1.
Falcons.
Cowboys at Jets. 3-2-1.
Cowboys.
Yes.
Titans at Browns. Or Broncos, excuse me. 3-2-1.
Broncos.
Titans.
All right. Okay.
Steelers at Chargers. 3-2-1.
Chargers.
And Lions at Packers. 3-2-1.
Packers.
All right.
There we are.
There's been enough.
Could be interesting. There are a lot. We're all over the place.
Yes,
things could shift. There could be a size difference.
Hey, Maddie, when you go back, do you go back and listen to this to get our picks? Is that how it works? Or how do you get them in the right order? Are you able to successfully
I'm
write
just
them
able
down?
To do it, you know, in real time every week without
that is
any
brilliant.
Mistakes.
That is brilliant.
And that is the truth.
And now, Nicholas Diamond, you heard our picks. Now it's time for the prognosticator of Perumph, who really knows his football. Nicky Diamond, take it away.
Well, you failed to mention that to predict tonight that the Washington Mystics will win their first ever WNBA title.
Oh,
I love a tall woman, Mike.
I like to climb. Are you flying in for the game, Nicky? Nicky, are you flying in for the game?
Oh, well, now that I know that Maddie's around, maybe I will, right?
Whoa!
Nicky!
Nicky, get to it. Come on now. Right. Behave yourself.
Me too.
Impressed by your memorization skills. That's
memorization.
Very millennial of her to just know that without repeating it 17 times. Big slate of games this week. Let's go for it. The carry. You snooze. You
lose!
Win!
Oh.
Wow.
You snooze,
only got
you win.
Six straight weeks. Way to right on cue, fellas. For a well-oiled machine.
He likes a winner.
Right. Yeah. We are today,
absolutely.
Man. We sure are.
You it's snooze, right. You win, baby. We're going to go with Calvin Ridley. His team, the Falcons, are horrible, but he's going to rise up against the Falcons, get you 100 yards and a touchdown under the radar. He's a carry. He's a sleeper. You snooze, you win, baby. Yeah. The Merle. It's a sure thing. The one thing we know about the Washington Redskins is they never, ever do the right thing. And the right thing would be to lose every single game and get the number one pick, but they will blow it, and they will go to Miami and win the game. The Dolphins are going to lose to the Redskins of all teams. The Redskins will cover the spread. New coach, new team, new doing the wrong thing, which in this case is winning. It's a sure thing, baby. And now, the diamond pick of the week. The Tigers are back. Monday night, they dominated. They got the best tight end in the league, not Travis Kelce. It's George Kittle. They're going to go to L.A. The Rams. He's going to light them up, baby, like
there
a white
go.
Claw.
Thank you. Bye, Nicky.
Bye, Nicky.
And let me put this out to our listeners, listening audience. We've approached the major corporations to sponsor the Diamond Pick of the Week, but now we are sending it out to you. Please contact our business office if you, as an individual, would be interested in sponsoring Nicky Diamond's Pick of the Week, ladies and gentlemen.
I can't believe Mervis turned us down.
Especially if you work for White Claw.
If you work for White Claw. Please. We are always looking for a sponsorship.
What a great segment.
It's a wonderful segment. Yes. You, as an individual, would be amazed at how little. You would just have to reach into your wallet and sponsor Nicholas Diamond on this show. You will be amazed at how affordable it can be.
Chances are you have the money in your ashtray right now.
Yeah, we need. it's bail money.
Right.
It's bail
Reach out to Nikki at MikeOmeraShow.com. That's Nikki at MikeOmeraShow.com and find out just how affordable a sponsorship on the Mike O'Mara Show can be. We got to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, it is the Yaks for You right here. You're looking at me, Rob, like you're unsure. What is your nervous, unsure face telling
well,
me
Well, I heard your voice crack. I'm just rooting for you.
Thank you very much. You're fighting, Mike.
I'm going to break early. Yes, I am, because we do need to get Yaks on the air. That would be the reason I am doing that. I do. There is a method in my madness, okay? But when you give me the... I don't know what's going on.
It's like looking in a mirror.
And come back. Yes, that's what I look like every day. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is internet sensation Tadia Beje. Do you stare at your computer all day? Well, at least it's better than staring at Santana Moss. Face it, you're addicted. So, if you're staring at your computer anyway, you might as well be staring at the Mike O'Mara Show YouTube page. Just go to youtube.com/Mike O'Mara Show and click the bell to subscribe to our page. Now, you can see Mike make fun of Rob's big head or laugh at Oscar while he gets his head shaved. So hit up the TMOS YouTube page and watch all of the episodes that your computer-loving mind desires. Or just throw your computer out the window. Because if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're not using your computer for the right things anyway. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Public Rec. Think about your favorite old pair of sweats. So yes. Comfortable, but how often can you wear them out of the house? You can't. You don't want to cause a scene. You don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Seen those guys at airports, at Walmarts. Not cool. But wait, introducing the all-day, everyday pants from Public Rec. The pants that close the gap between a stylish pair and comfortable wear. Featuring custom-made performance fabric and a tailored fit, the perfect pair for guys on the go. And specifically, I think about travel.
Yes.
A lot of people in the morning, you know, you just throw something on. And I've seen those genie pants when I'm in the airport that, you know, don't wear your jammies to the airport.
Please.
Wear something from Public
Stylish.
Rec. They're the first sweats that have waist and inseam sizing. So whether you're short, tall, or somewhere in between, they fit perfectly. Mine just arrived. I already love them. In the house, on the town, these pants are perfectly comfortable wherever I go. They're called All Day, Every Day for a reason, because they are perfect anytime and 9 colors to choose from. That's nice.
Nice.
Here is an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Go to publicrec.com/TMOS and get 10% off your first pair of All Day, All Day, Every Day pants. Automatically applied at checkout. Plus, free U.S. shipping and free returns. Don't miss this rare opportunity to get a discount. That's Public Rec, rec spelled R-E-C, for those of you that might not be aware of that, .com/TMOS for 10% off. No sweat, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. By the way, can you take Zicam nasal spray? That's January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. That's about 9 months expired.
As a rule, any expired medication will still work, just lose some of its effectiveness. I don't think you'd be poisoned.
And in a Bolivian household, I think the mark is 10 years.
I'm worried about that, and I'm worried about the puss caterpillar down here in Florida.
The ooh, a what? Saying,
yeah, excuse me.
It's a puss caterpillar.
You're a married tomorrow. Man.
Perhaps tomorrow on the show. Huh. let's dive right into our yaks, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you. You abbreviated your yaks a little bit this week, which means we can get to a lot of them. The first one I have labeled sincere with a question mark.
Okay.
Let's listen.
At this minute, I'm calling from Arlington, Massachusetts. This is Al. The thing on Elvis, oh my God, I thought I knew some things about Elvis. That was amazing. Thank you.
Sincere or not sincere?
I say not sincere.
I say not sincere.
Not sincere.
Yeah.
That's
that was like, right. Hey, maybe we should cancel the segment.
Yeah, you prick. What a terrible first call.
Hey, boys. Darren Bailey down here on Delmarva. Listen, I just wanted to let you know, being the degenerate that I am, had to check out Ocean Down. And in case you can't tell from the bells and whistles, things are going to pretty good. So I'm hoping this luck will rub off on all of us in Bay. Until then, toodaloo, ass.
Someone's going to have to translate that call between the quality of the line and the patter. I was unable to get the details.
Is there a casino called Ocean Downs?
I don't know.
It sounds like she was calling from the casino. Yes. That she
said degenerate. She's calling from the casino.
I heard degenerate. Yeah, that's about all I heard. But, you know.
Hopefully she'll be a winner.
In the Delmarva, the...
Sometimes the phone's down in the Delmarva.
Also, I think casinos are known for you not to make outgoing calls.
That's true. They frown on it.
Yeah, there you go. Would you like a memory? How
please,
about a memory?
Please.
Let's get a memory, shall we?
Hey, memory. Mike, it's Frank from Brantford.
Hello, Frank.
I had to jump in here with this tomato talk. You must have had Gino's Pizza from Glastonbury when you were a kid. Didn't you think that was an awesome pizza sauce? Come on. It's got a little sugar, basil, probably garlic in there.
You don't know what's in it.
It's just awesome. I can't believe you.
You don't know what's in it.
This negative thing about tomato sauce. That's it. I'm just bringing up Gino's on New London Turnpike. Think about it. Love it. Love you.
Is he right?
Gino's.
Is he right?
He's so right. Let me do it. if you transported from my childhood Gino's Pizza on New London Turnpike and you put it next door to me, I would be 850 pounds. It is. Oh, the memory of that pizza. Oh, it was unlike anything you would ever have. It was different. It was delicious. And the tomato sauce was fantastic.
Oh, there you
and
go.
Now I'm going to have 6 more months of calls from this guy because that's because Frank from Branford is going
to
call.
I know you've been to Glastonbury within the past few years. Is Gino still there?
I believe it is not, and I don't think it's been there for several years.
That means Rob, they can sponsor the bonus show.
I oh God! Ow. All right, we have a Carla idea next on the X Show. Let's listen.
Hey guys, I got an idea for Carla's shop, Dermaglow. This is Josh in Washington State. Have a good day,
Josh. While I at the wee hours of the morning, as I was doing the X Shack, putting it together today. She heard it. She loves it. Dermaglow, but I guarantee you it's got to be taken.
Sounds like it's taken.
Company.
Yeah.
It would have to be.
Pony, get it now.
More sauce talk. More tomato sauce. That was the hot topic of the week. That's when you know you've had a great week.
Yeah.
Sauce, tomato sauce.
Mike, it's Rob from Stanford. What's going on, Bob? I was listening to the Monday show, and you're talking about pasta and how you don't like red sauce. You like a little olive oil, butter, and maybe some Parmesan cheese.
All right, sure.
You got to look up cacio e pepe. It's like spaghetti noodles with a sauce that's made from butter and starch, water from the pasta with a lot of Parmesan, and that's it, and cracked black pepper.
Ooh.
You got to check it out. Love you guys.
That's a good call.
That sounds great.
That's a good call.
Delicious.
Yeah, I might have made that the other night with like a veggie pasta with carrot pasta and stuff like that. Pasta works with flour, in my humble opinion.
Mm. I agree.
You know, when you try the veggie pastas and stuff
and
like that.
And you fry it.
Fry it and put glaze on it. Thank you very much. we have 3 calls from a gentleman named Caesar. Are you ready?
Nice. Yeah, all hail.
Let's hear from Caesar.
Good afternoon. Good night. This is Caesar calling from Stockton, but I'm actually at the San Francisco International Airport.
Very good.
And I just want to say I really enjoyed Rob Speedwack's segment, I guess, on Elvis Presley. That's really good education.
There you go.
I didn't know anything about that, but he's a really good music history buff. And like I said, and I'm traveling to Punta Cana, first Panama, me and my wife, and then Punta Cana. So I've been listening to you guys for so many years, but we'll be listening to your show.
Thank you.
When I get to my destination.
Thank you.
For all next week. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And now Caesar is obviously relaxing at the airport.
Oh, sure.
These are progressive calls. Would you like to hear Caesar 2.0?
Please.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Caesar again. Calling from the San Francisco International Airport. Traveling
that.
To...
The reset.
Panama, and then from there, Punta Cana, or the Dominican Republic. Anyways, I wanted to say, my wife, she's always keeping it tight. Talk to you guys later.
He likes you, Oscar.
Bye. Yeah.
I love
like
him.
Midnight, man. See ya.
The amount of new content that was brought by the length of that call was minuscule.
But his open is scripted.
You think?
Uh-huh. I love it.
He has to go through it?
Yeah, he wrote it on a cocktail napkin.
Let's see what Caesar 3.0
love it.
Us,
now, this is exciting.
Let's go.
Hey, Mike, Caesar again. I took too much medicine to take this flight. See you. Hear that?
Background noise?
I think that's me. Bye.
He's calling for his gate.
Have a good flight, Caesar.
I don't know about you guys, but the third call was my favorite.
It was my favorite, too.
He was about to get into it, and then that was his gate.
I love it.
He had to go.
It was wonderful.
We get all kinds on the TMOS Yak Shack. This I labeled as a threat. Let's listen right now.
Hi, Dominic, Chicago. Oh, Mara. You jinxed them. You jinxed the Bears with your pick. Don't let it happen again. Thank you.
It's Dominic.
Don't laugh.
That's Dominic from Chicago.
Don't laugh.
Oh, man.
You did go on a rant about the Bears.
Yeah,
I did. I did indeed, and I jinxed them, and now it's on to a lonely driver.
Hey, guys. Good morning. This is Jeff calling from Frederick, Maryland.
And as we speak, I'm making the long, lonely drive 4 hours out west to a 20 to 30 day inpatient alcohol rehab day, which, you know, after 25 years to listen to your show, I guess, what do you expect?
Oh, dear. No, don't blame us.
I don't blame it on you.
Yeah.
This isn't an easy thing. I'm doing it for my wife and for my kids.
Aww.
And I just wanted to run a couple of things by Rob. I've got a stack full of CDs for the long ride. It's about a 4-hour drive. And so what I've got in the car right now, I've got three Sinatra discs. I've got Swingin' with Sinatra, which is a Nelson Riddle record, which I think is probably one of the best. Got Sinatra 65, not one of his best, clearly.
True.
I've got the...
You know, I don't want to hang up on this guy, but he's going to rehab, so I'm kind of letting it roll. And I'm
Let him roll.
This is, he's going on and on.
39 cast original soundtrack recording, The Wizard of Oz, why not? I've got Willennium.
Hey, if I'm traveling and I've got a CD of the original recording of The Wizard of Oz, I'm going to rehab, too. I'm going to go to rehab after that for the love of God.
I know for a fact you already have it in your phone.
Yes, I do. It's on my phone. Why bring it in the car?
Because that always makes
somebody might see it.
Makes me feel good. I got a Bing and Rosie duet album produced by Nelson Riddle, which I think is probably a pretty good selection.
Rob, are you approving of these selections so far?
They're not bad. The Willennium probably wouldn't be in my CD player. I would play the hits, certainly, but not the entire album. His Sinatra choices are a little offbeat. They're not so mainstream. I like that.
Oh, Rob, you're such a monster. He's going to rehab.
Yeah,
can't you be a little
sake.
Kind?
Hey, no one likes a quitter.
More things here. I have a Beatles compilation.
I'd like to apologize to the listening audience for this.
We
right
have
now,
to
but
be supportive.
We really
I know.
Must.
I'm
must.
Trying to support.
This is recorded by a jazz guitar player called Al Damiola, where
Okay, I'm sorry. Good luck at rehab. I can't play the last minute.
Yeah.
Sir, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Do it for your family, but also do it for yourself.
Yes.
Oh, for the love of God. You know what this next call says?
What?
Same guy.
No!
Hey again, guys. This is Jay calling from Frederick. I called a little bit ago about going to alcohol rehab.
Oh, God.
And so this call is strictly between me and Rob. Rob, I ordered a fruitcake this year.
Oh, that's nice.
That's what the budget allowed. Next year I'll make up for it and order three or four. But anyway, I ordered a fruitcake. And, just between you and me, if you could make that fruitcake like about 40% ABV, I'm having a ship to work. So that would be awesome. Like I said, just between you and me. 40 to 50.
40% ABV.
Outstanding.
Outstanding.
Still on my way to rehab.
Sure.
And be there in a couple hours. Just kidding, guys.
Thank you very much.
That's,
right
that's Jay, yeah. I believe his name was. Jay, call me in
Jay.
The office.
Yeah, very good. Jay, yeah, I'm in rehab. I got Rob's fruitcake. Thank God.
Oh, my gosh, Oscar. Oh. It's Maureen, and I am in Bilbao, Spain, and I just had my first empanada. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Spectacular. Mm. Thanks for the reco.
Yeah, there you go, Rob.
The reco.
Empanadas, Spain. Let me tell you. Change your life. They will change
your
life.
In Spain, I thought they were, they're not Bolivian. They're
you can make empanadas.
Latin America,
yeah,
right?
I would say the Spanish influence, but every country makes their empanadas Latin or
the filling
say.
Sort of determines its.
And even the Philippines has its own type of empanada. We have Hot Pockets here in the States, right?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, in honor of all the Latinos in our audience,
a
brief scene from the movie Scarface. Revenga! Thank you
Revenge.
Very much. Thank you. Let's get, next call says love it.
And now from his easy chair, here's
Mike.
No, that's not enthusiastic.
What? Let's do take two. You ready?
I love dads and sons.
Ready?
That's kind of weird.
That's kind of weird?
Yeah.
Well, hey, shout it like you did before. Okay, ready? Okay, ready? Get ready. Shout. And now, from his easy chair, here's
Mike.
By the way, you put your kids on there.
Win.
It's big really going to be rare that big I don't win. Put that big on win. The act, Jack. Win. Hey, Pony, we got a call for you. Let's listen to this and see what happens.
Hey, guys. It's Dave from Silver Spring. Stuck in traffic. I'm calling with a message for Pony. I've been trying to reach him, leaving him messages. So, Pony, if you're listening, Matthew, Pony Boy, Bloom. I'm pregnant. It's yours. Call me back.
There it is. Oh, yes, it's time to go to break. Wake up, Rob. All right, very good. Pony, you stud.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. You're
practically a litter bug.
Yeah. That's fantastic. More U Yaks coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I used to be the life of the party. And so he said, that's where I put my thermometer. But then, everything changed. I couldn't laugh, feel joy. I also couldn't maintain an erection, but that's unrelated, I guess. It was horrible until I found Lexapro Mara. Everything got good again when I subscribed to the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Listening to explicit content and hilarious insights, too raunchy for the usual show, got me out of my sad hole.
Do you or a loved one suffer from chronic lack of humor in your life? Lexapro Mara may be right for you. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend Lexapro Mara, and the other doctor is a f***ing liar.
Subscribing to the Mike O'Mara bonus show has been said to cure ailments like male pattern baldness, gout, moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, and will expand your life by 40 plus years.
Subscribing to the bonus show is the single best thing you can do for your mental health. So do it today. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it now. Do it. And I promise to never talk about my sad hole ever again.
Thank you,
John.
Thank you. Thank you, Toddy. Oh, I'm sorry. Who's that
Johnny.
Again?
That's Johnny.
Johnny. Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
No, here's
welcome
Johnny.
Back. Oh,
sorry. Hey,
welcome
Johnny.
Back.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, hey, Johnny.
I thought that's what it was.
That's not.
No. Thanks, Ed. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Humans have been shaving for over 5,000 years.
Yes.
From shark teeth to the first copper razor, a great shave always comes down to one simple factor. Sharp, durable blades. The ancient Greeks didn't need flex balls or heated handles, and neither do you. That's why Harry's doesn't add gimmicky features to their razors. Harry's is a return to the essentials, the good essentials. Quality, durability, at a fair price. $2 a blade. Harry's is also a brand you can be proud of. 1% of sales donated to organizations that provide access to mental health care for men. And your satisfaction is guaranteed. I never start my day without my Harry's. Never. Rob Spiewak shaves his dome with Harry's.
And the amazing thing about Harry's, when you shave your head, it takes a toll on a razor blade because that's lot of surface area. Oh, yeah. It never gets dull. It never loses its edge. It's awesome.
Be like me and Rob. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get the weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip. Greed.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Five blade. Razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade. Rich lathering shave gel with aloe. For skin hydration, a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry on the go. So go to harrys.com/TMOS to start shaving better today. Back to the Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen. And we appreciate your calls. You can call us anytime at 888-920-6673. It is open 24/7. But then again, if you're listening to this segment, you know that's true because we get calls from everywhere. All the time. This next one is about an Irish bar. Have no idea. Let's dive in.
Mike. You were thinking of the Irish Pizza Pub on 197 the northbound side.
Jack Delaney.
They did not hire dwarves to serve. They hired one dwarf to play piano. He was semi-famous. He had a big role in the Monty Python-ish movie called Time Bandits.
It
is no longer standing about, my band used to play there, no longer standing, burned to the ground, I would say, 15 years ago.
Wow.
But man, I had a lot of good times there. A lot of Bud Light down this gullet. Damn.
Jack Delaney's Irish Pizza Pub.
I love the fact that he specified.
I think that's what it was called, Irish Pizza, right?
He specified the fact on the northbound side.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks for your specificity.
And one dwarf who was in Time Bandits.
Mike, there was only one dwarf. Don't lose your mind. There was only that's one, and he played piano.
I think this might be the same guy.
Hey, this is Joey from Bowie again. Sorry for being a pain. But this episode of just food all on the burner stove, I find it incredibly compelling. After, was the name of the restaurant in Cape Cod where you got the gamey burger, but everyone else had a really kick-ass breakfast, was it called Bonnets or Bonnets?
Yeah.
I'm just curious, because they make an incredible Eggs Benedict with lobster meat, and they also make a raspberry-stuffed French toast. I wonder if this is the same place.
It sounds...
Anyway, love you guys. I'll hang up and listen.
Sounds familiar. I will confirm within the next 30 seconds. Continue with the Yak Jack.
I love that guy's that guy's enthusiasm.
I love the fact that he talked food talk. He said it was compelling.
Compelling.
It's very compelling.
Hey, Jeremy from D.C.
Hi, Jeremy.
Just listening to your thing on global warming, and, you know, I'm no far left-wing extremist. I've, you know, had my issues with the NRA insofar as me being a member or not. I still am, even though they're a bunch of crooks. But it's so easy with global warming. As you alluded to, why not just cut pollution? You know what I mean? Like, the worst case scenario is that it does actually help the planet. Okay? And even if it doesn't help with rising temperatures, we've still cut pollution. So double bonus. I mean, I'm not quite exactly sure why there's so much anger in the part of those that don't want to do this. I mean, you know, you got your fringe element that's just way out there with the,
right.
You know, no plastic straws and, you know,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, okay, I get it. Want more, Jeremy? Yes.
He's parroting what you said, though. I mean, it's your exact point that you made.
Jeremy, you'd have to take that up with Todd Moore. Let's take another call from Jeremy.
Yeah. Jeremy from D.C.
Oh, yeah, it's
I'm
him.
Not trying to be one of these multiple caller
you are.
Hijinks, Jeff.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Just one other thought I had was, you know, we hear from a lot of people about how we're ruining the planet. People are looking at it the wrong way. The planet is going to be just fine. We don't have to worry about that. It's
going
to do its thing. In fact, some species are going to be happy as clams, but we may potentially be ruining it for us insofar as us wanting to live here.
Yes.
So, I mean, the planet will be fine. Human species, on the other hand, well, that could be a bit of a concern.
I agree, Jeremy.
Talk to you later.
I agree.
Do you think that when we all die, the clams will be happy?
I think the clams and the cockroaches will rock on, baby.
Was not Bonnets.
Okay.
Was not Bonnets.
Okay,
that's the restaurant in Cape Cod. Yeah. Here's a call from Silicon Valley.
Hey, I'm Richard from Silicon Valley. Was very interested in Oscar talking about the Skunk Works. But just to let Oscar know, the Skunk Works is in the desert, but not the desert in Nevada. It's in Palmdale, California.
The Skunk Works.
Look, sir, first, don't tell me what I don't know. I know that it started in California, I would say outside of Burbank Airport.
Right.
Then they moved it to Area 51 when they started working on the higher level technology because they needed more space to test these planes. So kindly step off.
Hey, when we all die, do you think the skunks are going to be happy?
The Skunk Works, yes, they will.
Yeah, good.
Especially the CEO, Pepe Le Pew.
I got to tell you guys this story. So I was driving around yesterday with a client in my car, and I had the Sirius XM 70s on 70 channel on in the background, and the James Taylor, Whenever I See You're Smiling, came on, and it was playing in the background, and it was like automatic when it got to the part, Whenever I See You're Smiling, I went, like that. Completely freaked out. The guy that was riding with me, like, what was that? Startled him, and he was like, I can't believe what was going on. So anyway, I thought you guys would think that. It was completely involuntary on my part. I loved it.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. That's for this guy.
Yeah. I imagine he wants to hear it right about now. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
So we should make that deal, right?
Yeah. Whenever I
I see your smiling face.
Let's take another call on the TMO.
What about that deal?
Hi, Mike Robb, Tony Oscar, Maddie. This is Tom from Aberdeen, and I'm listening to today's show, and Mike.
I'm going to be editing the show's the calls okay. Based on speed.
All right. Hi, everybody. This is Chris from the Elkton, Maryland, Newark, Delaware area. Ooh. I, much like the rest of America, just found out that Maddie's Fatties podcast is a fabrication, and had a quick idea. You know, a bunch of weirdos calling all the time, macking on Maddie. A new podcast idea called Maddie's Daddies. And, you know, I picture a two-hour block of time, Maddie Fields phone calls. And, you know, we would just call in, ask questions like, hey, what kind of shampoo do you use?
Or, oh, gross!
You ever driven a big rig cross-country? You know, things like that. You know, take the podcast world by storm. Think about it. Maddie's Daddies.
Bye,
I love you.
Maddie, I apologize. I'm very sorry for that.
I need
that.
To get really high to forget about that.
Bunch hey guys, of creeps.
This is Chris from the Elkton, Maryland, Newark, Delaware.
He's calling back.
Just with a quick follow-up, I realized, you know, last message I left, Maddie's daddy's kind of weird, kind of creepy. You know, it would be a weird situation for Maddie. We want to keep her around. She seems like good people. So a couple follow-up ideas. Maddie's baddies, Baddys, where she interviews serial killers, a la Mindhunter, right? Gets in their mind a little builds a dossier.
Dig deeper.
Or maybe Maddie's Paddies, Paddys, interviews drunk Irish people.
Oh, so no!
Number one, Mike O'Mara. Think about it. Love you guys. Bye.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
The good thing is, once we have the template, we can probably do all the shows.
Oh, good Lord.
A network.
All right.
Yes, the Maddie Network.
All right, we only have time for a couple more on the Yak Shack this week.
Hey, Yak Shack. Just getting caught up on Friday's show, listening to the talk about tacos. And you guys are 100% correct. I am from the West, born and raised in California. And I am definitely a hard shell guy.
Okay.
However, unlike what Mike said, you know, buying the pre-made Ortega hard shells, what we do, because we love our tacos here, is we fry up our corn tortillas and make the perfect freaking crunch.
Okay.
Mm. Next time you're out in Sacramento, I'll hook you up with some hard shell tacos, and you'll never go back.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
Loving
it.
The show, guys. Right,
thank you
Have
very
a great
much.
One.
You're listening to the TMOS Yak Shack. Yes. Call us anytime, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673.
This is Roger from Florida. I have to give kudos to Rob for bringing It's a Mad, 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 Mad World to the fore and for emphasizing the contribution of Ethel Merman. I've been involved in Mermanism for some time now. The Mermans believe that Ethel Merman is the ultimate expression of God on Earth.
Wow.
And that her divinity cannot be questioned. And as you know, she was married to Ernest Borgnine for a while, and he is also considered a deity in Mermanism. I have to apologize to Oscar also, because I never meant to demean his people. In fact, all of the humans on this planet were off-worlders at one point. For example, the Irish come from a planet called Bogan Bakram. And in Gaelic, what that is interpreted as is a Bogan is actually soft, unsteady ground, and Bakram can either be rambunctious behavior or a sudden downpour of rain. And as far as myself and my colleagues can determine, apparently the Irish left that planet because they didn't like the weather. Roger out.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Now, when I write okay on a yak, it's okay. Got to be something like this. I just wrote okay.
I got a spot that makes me hot.
There it is. Okay, I got a spot that makes me hot.
Got a spot that makes me hot.
Where's that from?
Hey, Oscar. Hey, it's Stephen Parker. I know you're not able to find me, and that's for, you know, very good reason. Listen, buddy, you either have to fork up like a couple thousand grand for all the goddamn crackers that you ate at my house. Please?
Okay, thank you. Thank
Stephen
you very
Parker
much.
Doesn't hey, have guys, a Latin accent.
Oops, sorry about
a couple thousand grand hey, guys, is a lot of money.
Okay, let me start again. All right.
Hey, guys. This
we're running short on time, gentlemen.
Hey, guys, this is Paul. Hey, I've been listening hard for a long time,
and maybe I wasn't listening hard enough on the day that you described the Whitehall Inn, but is there such a thing, or was there such a thing as the Whitehall Inn, and did they serve fruit fritters? I'll press the little red button and listen to you in about a week.
All right. It's still open, sir. It's still open. Go down there and have a fruit fritter this weekend. I urge you to do that. We will wrap up the final yaks right here on the Mike O'Mara Show when we come back, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spuak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara Show, and Al will listen to the Mike O'Mara Show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do, and if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. Liquid IV, the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. I love, love, love it. Just add a packet to your water. And by the way, when you're a little under the weather like I am today, ladies and gentlemen, you can pop a Liquid IV in there, and that helps too. Mm. You're good to go. Got all these vitamins in there, C, B3, B5, B6, B12. It's really delicious too. Fastest growing wellness brand. You can find it at Costco. I'll be rolling over to Costco today to get my Liquid IV, but we'd really appreciate you going through the Mike O'Mara Show website. That's the easiest way to get it. It's a healthy alternative to traditional sugary sports drinks because it has no artificial flavors or preservatives, non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy, and it can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water.
Crazy.
People.
Yes, do it.
I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. Right now, our listeners can get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website. Go to liquidiv.com, enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today. Let's wrap up our yaks, ladies and gentlemen. This is simply a call from a rocker.
Hey, guys, this is Mitch Allen from SR71. And when I'm not banging Oscar's girlfriend, I'm listening to the Mike O'Mara Show on the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
That's a hot rocker for
you. He took time out of his busy schedule.
Why would you let that through?
I am, because you know what? It's all about filling time. That's what it's about. All right, now here's a baseball, because the Nationals won that big game. Mm. Here is an important baseball question.
Hey, Mike, Frank from Baltimore. Mary Hart alone at the baseball game. Wondered what's up with Larry. I'm curious.
Yeah, saw Mary Hart. Didn't see Larry.
No.
What's the deal? What's going on with Larry?
I don't go when they lose.
He would have been disappointed.
He would have.
He's a Dodger fan.
Maybe he's got too much on his plate.
Yeah.
Let's say
he might be. Yeah, he's dealing with an awful lot of stuff. We have a call for Oscar. Let's take it.
All right, this is Scott from Spokane with another question for Oscar. Who would you rather see naked, the New York Yankees or the Washington Nationals?
Oscar?
Damn.
Appropriate today.
That is a great question. I got to go Nationals.
And why?
Any individual that comes to mind?
Juan Soto. Yeah. He's definitely
The one he remembers. He's the last question.
Well, he's also Latino, so I feel like, you know, we'd find each other attractive.
Would you like to see him naked as he plays left field?
No. Or Zim.
Or the other. Very good.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Juan Soto. Take it all up. I love when we get a call from a brand new caller.
Yeah.
Who identifies as a new listener. Let's take a call from a new listener.
Hey, it's Dirk Vastrick calling from Spokane, Washington. And I have a question for Rob. Now that the sales of the fruitcake are over, I'm wondering, what's the best way to infuse booze into one of them? Maybe you could give us suggestions as to which we might use and how to best do it and how much to use. Thanks.
Well, the good news is, Dirk, you're already halfway there. What you do, drink a half a bottle of Crown and then eat the fruitcake.
Yeah. And Dirk, when you eat your fruitcake, I think maybe it's giving that liver of yours a rest, which is probably a really good idea.
You're going to get a thank you note.
Yeah, absolutely. You know. By the way, the last time you were in Vegas, I understand, back to Spokane, Washington, you took one flight, your liver took the next one. That's the way I understand that. Let's take another call on the TMOS Yak Show.
Hey, boys. I apologize for the terrible audio quality. I am driving in my car. Hey, love the show. Love you guys. Constructive criticism from the heart, from the ticker, Boobala. Mike?
Yeah?
I'm really sorry. I can only hear you about 80% of the time. I assume Rob and Oscar can hear you because they're wearing big old oversized DJ headphones. But every time you move your mouse an inch to the side because you're looking at something in your office or looking around or you're just getting quiet, we can't hear you, bro. I know I got tinnitus. I know I'm a cranky old man. But you got to get your mouse. Get it right on that mic, brother.
Is he right?
Get it right on there.
He's right that he has tinnitus.
That's good. Now speak up, bro. Come on.
All right, bro.
I have a thought. There are some people that we all know in our lives.
Yes.
That don't hear a certain frequency. So if you get off mic, the frequency of your voice changes. So that may be too high or low for this gentleman because we can hear you fine.
Everyone can hear you fine.
Well, I just, if he's having trouble, I would try to Scott and Billy.
I agree.
Thank you. Joker call.
Good evening, guys. It's Francesco from New Jersey.
Francesco.
It's October 6th. I just want to let you guys know that I watched the new Joker movie, and I have to say it is amazing.
That's all. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad you thought it was amazing.
His take.
Yes. Yeah, his take. Very good.
Hey, Mike. Brian from Long Island. I'd like to submit the following motion for an immediate vote of the Politburo. I move that Rob Spiewak must continue henceforth immediately with the Cake and Cookies show. In the event that Katie Von Herman is unable to perform that week, I think we get Masiella off the bench and we keep going. I'll take your vote off the air. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, what say you?
I love the Cake and Cookies show. It's been a very busy fall. We haven't had a chance to put one up in a little while. We have every intention of doing one this weekend, though, especially with the holiday. We have a little extra time this weekend.
Okay.
So look for a Cake and Cookies in the next few hours.
Right. Yeah. So it's a solid no.
What does that mean? I just said yes.
You answered without any levity at all, and you just kind of were very serious.
Do you not like Maddie?
Well, it's we have cake and we have cookies. I don't know what pastry
cheese.
Would you be?
cheese,
ice cream,
cheesecake and cheese,
ice cream.
Yeah.
All right. Would you like to sit in and do a cake and cookies?
Do I have to do it with Rob? Is the question.
Oh,
all right. Perhaps Maddie. This is conversation for another time.
Very good. All right, let's take a call. Annabelle.
Yes, hello, Matthew. This is Annabelle calling. I really do need you to come pick up your hentai costume that you had me wear the other night. I cannot keep this at my apartment anymore. Please, Matthew, come pick it up. Goodbye.
Wow. That's a whoa, different type of world.
Was that the host of The Weakest Link?
I get that number.
Not quite sure. This next call simply is WTF. I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Number one Mike guy here. We're on the top of K2 near Mount Everest. We're doing a hike in name of Mike. It's called Mike's Hike. If you go to Nepal, we have a building. Hey, don't go over there. It's a crevasse. You almost fell down the crevasse, Brandon. God damn it.
Brandon.
Sorry, I got to go. Mike's hike,
okay.
He's doing gangbusters, so expect to check in the mail, Mike.
Okay, thank you. Send it along.
Out.
See you later. Don't fall.
Brandon.
Got a few more. Just a few more left. Here's a call for Oscar.
Oscar, this car that you're interested in, have you learned nothing from your house in Georgetown? Once again, you want something elite. But you can't afford elite unless you get an old, run-down, money pit version of elite. That's what you did with your spite house. That's what this car is going to be. You could spend a lot less money or equal money for something much newer, much reliable, such as a house in suburbia or a reasonably priced SUV. Speaking of which, you don't need an SUV. Please, you are the dumbest NBA person I've ever seen.
Sir, have you seen my wife? All I know is elite.
Hey, there you
son
go.
Oh, that in his face.
I like that. Yeah. Shannon, nice compliment for you. This one was yes with 3 exclamation points. Let's play it.
Hey, X-Shack. It's Richard from Sacramento calling again. I just listened to the end of the show. and little Michael screaming out of your sensei literally made me laugh out loud. Loving the show, guys.
Thank you.
Have a
That's
good
great.
One.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei!
Thank you, Michael. Three more. Yeah,
three. Jack, Shaq. Richard from Sacramento. Hey, just wanted to let you know, Brian Cox has a distinction that not a lot of people know about. He is the first actor to portray Hannibal Lecter
right.
in the movies. He was Hannibal in Manhunter.
With William Peterson.
By Michael Mann, came out in about 86.
That's right.
Silence was 88.
Manhunter!
Bore on the floor.
Have a good one, Yak Shaq.
Can't do dick today. Can't even do my
Brian Cox. You just did it.
Yeah. Sit down. Yeah. He does his.
That's right before he has a heart attack.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Probably I'm gonna have a heart attack. All right. An old friend, I believe, but it doesn't sound quite like him.
I have not yet begun to defile myself. Mike from Yuba.
Oh. Is what he thought.
He's doing character voices. I think
let
that's
him
nice.
End the show again today.
Sometimes. All I need is the air that I breathe and a fruitcake. Mike from Yuba.
There it is. There are your yaks this week. All right. We will take a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, do you have an audio vault for
I
us,
have
Rob Spear?
Plenty of wonderful yes. sounds for you.
Very good. We'll take a break and come back with Rob right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
No. As we enter 5780, here is something to keep in mind. It's me, Rosh Hashanah, with talent on loan from Yahweh. Folks, the new year looks promising. So far, so good. But to really make the best of it, buy the Mike O'Mara Bonus Shoe. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner. What a mitzvah. You'll get a sixth uncensored commercial-free shoe every week. Plus, access to the full bonus archive, so that it shouldn't be a total. Oi, such funny! So, don't be a putz! Support TMOS and do it now. Brought to you by EIB. Excellence in bagels.
Thank you, Rush. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, you, Dr. Feelgood. Nice to see you in Washington, D.C., which is a District of Columbia. How great is it that you came all the way from Boston to take your mom to lunch? Nice. Plus, you took the time to tell people that it's harder to be a DJ than a surgeon. Very clever, boys. But a 12-hour turnaround on a round trip can leave you feeling tired and sad. That's a drag, man, but we can cheer you up. Just listen to the TMOS bonus show. Do you ever get the impression these bonus promos are coming right from his real heart?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this absolutely. Is how he really feels.
It's an unscripted, unrestricted,
he hates
no holds
my
barred.
Brother.
No way.
Six episodes. Yeah, yes, you do. Yeah.
No, I'm saying
you don't even know you do, but it's because of his success.
All right, I guess.
It's an unscripted, unrestricted.
Outvoted in the room. Got to go with it.
No holds barred. Sixth episode of TMOS. Can you think of anything better? Just click the banner. You know all the stuff to do. Passport to the Asport. All that wonderful stuff. Whether you want the adventurer, the diplomat, the TMOS bonus show. I skipped ahead.
Yes.
Brought to you by your DeSoto automotive dealer. Wait a minute.
What?
DeSoto?
Yeah.
If you're looking for all the quality of a lower priced Chrysler product, think DeSoto. Whether you want the adventurer, the diplomat, the fire dome, the pace setter, the rebel, or the fire sweep, DeSoto is the way to go. Is this like an old car?
It's the DeSoto, well, it ceased production, yeah, but it was around for
like
a while.
Like in the 40s or something like that?
When I think the date comes up, I believe.
Friends, go to see your DeSoto Plymouth dealer tomorrow. And when you do, tell them Groucho sent you. Drive a DeSoto before you decide. And remember, no seatbelts. DeSoto, not built since 1961. I'm sorry. I mucked that all up. Open up the audio vault, and
thank
then
you.
We can get out of here.
All right, very good. We haven't done a 911 call of the week, so I present to you the Mike O'Mara Show 911 call of the week. It comes from Oklahoma, in which a lady is a caretaker for a man who has a dog, and the dog stepped on a gun, and it shot the caretaker. She's okay. But that's not the best part of the call. I'll reveal the best part of the call afterwards.
What happened?
happened?
Well, a gun went off.
She shot herself?
No, she
all right, stop and start it again, because I have a question for you.
Yes, please.
You said she's okay.
Yeah, everybody's fine. Everybody's fine. Even though
she got shot. Your English was mangled there. Who got shot? Set it up again.
The female caretaker of the man who's making the call.
Okay. And as she was, the dog stepped on a gun and shot the female caretaker.
If you want to get into the details, the dog was frightened by a train going by.
And
the
man's name was?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think the man might be Trace Atkins.
What happened?
Well, a gun went off.
She shot herself?
No, she didn't do it herself.
Who shot her?
Well, it just went off. We had a dog in here and he stepped on the gun.
The dog shot her?
Yeah. She's bleeding pretty bad.
I don't feel good. I don't feel good. I gotta lay down.
Come off of it. You're tougher than that, I know. I'm trying to find something to wrap around her leg.
Okay, do you have a clean, dry cloth?
I can take my belt off maybe and wrap around the head of it.
Okay, do that.
She's fine.
Take me out to the ball game.
She also says, I don't feel good.
There's no sense of urgency.
No, he's very calm. Very calm.
Didn't he say something like, you're tougher than that.
You're tougher than that
after your dog steps on the gun. What a dick.
I'm sure the dog stepped on the gun.
Well,
yeah, really. Weird. Weird, weird, weird. A lot going on we don't know about in that phone call.
And then the dog wrapped a belt around her.
Around the top of it.
All right. I apologize for the abbreviated nature of the audio vault, but we close with this. You're going to love this. It's Scotland. Did you realize that they bungee jump in Scotland?
I didn't know that.
I did not know this either. I knew they played bagpipes in Scotland.
Ooh.
But what if you were to play the bagpipes while you were bungee jumping?
Wow.
It sounds a little... Oh, and by the way, you can see in the bungee jump, he's wearing the kilt the right way. He's bare-assed under the kilt, playing the bagpipes, and he jumps off the bridge.
Ready for this? Step.
He hasn't jumped yet. So essentially now, he's hanging
upside
down.
How good is the video?
The video is pretty great, but the audio is what captures it because you hear the bagpipes get quiet and they get loud again. That is your magic audio vault. Have a good Thursday, everybody.
Oh, my God. I love that. That's it. We got to get out of here. Thank you for the great yaks. Always open at 888-920-MORE. 888-920-6673. Also, you can send things to the mailbag and get our bonus show. And we are really, really excited about our trip for our 10th anniversary spectacular in Las Vegas, Nevada. Come on out and wander the streets of the old part of Las Vegas.
Yes.
We might bump into you, even if you don't have a ticket. We'll see you there. Anyway, that's it for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei!